Hey friend, welcome back to another episode of the Valence with Sam podcast. On this week's episode, I share a sneak peek into some of the teachings that I do in my group coaching program, because I just thought that this would be so relevant for you as a listener as you navigate your relationship with food and your body and become a mindful person who is showing up fully present in their lives. And I am so excited to bring this clip to you because I think it will shed some light on maybe why you are the way that you are and why you do the things that you do and how to shift them. We talk all about mindfulness, presence, and the impact of food and what food is actually used for. Food is used for hunger and health, and that's it. And when we use food for anything other than that, that's when we can develop a poor relationship with food. So I'm really excited to tune into this week's episode. Just a reminder that my Stress to Success holiday guide to help you navigate eating around the holidays and just feeling good in your body and learning how to manage your emotions instead of eating them is out. And you can grab that through the link in my bio on Instagram or even the link in the show notes. And I am so excited to bring this course to you. It's $27 and it'll give you tools that you can have for life. It's a steal, and I wanted to mark this down for my birthday, Cyber Monday, Black Friday, and just the week, the first week of December, to give this back to you. So I love you so much. I'm excited to tune into the episode, and I'll catch you on the other side.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC. So,
the idea is that we have all these like parts of ourselves, and when one of them is like totally unfulfilled or like just neglected, then we end up borrowing from other portions. And all of you are in this group because you've probably at all some point, if not currently, have ate for emotions, right? Like ate to soothe, ate to cope, ate to numb, maybe mindlessly ate, whatever it is. And I found in my own experience and working with all of you and just generally having conversations around this, that if all of these aren't kind of out to here, like if we're thinking about like this is total unfulfillment and this is like full fulfillment, if they're not mostly filled up, we're going to find something to fill it, right? We're going to fill the void with something. And typically, if you've ever struggled with weight or food, it is food. And as you were mentioning retail therapy, maybe it's buying things, maybe it's shopping, maybe it's Amazon Priming, whatever it is. There's probably a lack of something going on here. So I'm going to send you guys out this as a little like journaling, like homework assignment. And I'm going to have you rate yourself on all of these things. How fulfilled are you in your finances, in your career, in your education, health, physical activity, home cooking, environment, relationships, social life, joy, spirituality, creativity? And I was doing this exercise for myself recently, and one of the things that was super low on my totem pole was education. I was like, haven't done that in a hot minute. Like, I'm in my space doing my thing, but I haven't really like learned in a professional sense in a long time. And I'm like ready to do that. And part of this education for me personally is there could be times throughout the day where I'm just like bored, right? Or like maybe at night, I'm like, what am I going to do tonight? Like besides sit on the couch watching Netflix, there's a time for that. And I do it a lot, but sometimes I want to do something else. And so this education piece for me in this next kind of phase of my life is going to be that thing that fills some of that time and makes me feel really good, makes me feel productive, like I'm growing. And so when you notice in your life, whatever that is, when you do this exercise, what's the lowest numbers? That's the area that we're going to kind of like expand upon probably in our next call together. because ultimately when you fill that up a little bit more, you can so be so aware of using food to kind of fill, right? Because if we're thinking about food, I was just talking to Diane about this last week. The only purpose of food is hunger and health. And if you actually really take a step back, and I'm going to have you do this week alongside this, really notice, when do you eat when you're not hungry? Or do you overeat because something like tastes really good, or maybe there's a fear that you won't get it again, or whatever it is? Where is there any sort of, I'm eating right now, but I'm not hungry anymore? Maybe it's eating to prevent hunger. Maybe it's eating because you're going to have food FOMO, or like someone else is eating. There's like so many times and ways that we could eat for anything other than hunger. And so I want you to notice, when do you find yourself eating for anything but hunger? Because that is the core part of either not being able to lose weight or not having a healthy relationship with food in your body. If we're only using food for what it's meant for, that is when our bodies reach that natural set point of weight. They like are thriving at that place. So that's really what I want you to start thinking about. What in my life is not full? What am I also like, what am I hungry for? When you're not hungry and you're eating, what are you hungry for? What are you hungry for? So I've been sitting with this question a lot. And for me, it was learning. And also another thing was pleasure, like allowing myself pleasure. And I don't know if you guys can relate at all, but it's almost like there can be this messaging, especially in society generally, where it's like the female, in order to be good and be perceived as doing well, it's like you have to be productive. You have to keep going and doing and like serve. You got to serve. Mm-hmm. You put yourself last, you got to serve, or else you're a bad mom, or else you're a bad whatever. Right. And that's just simply not true. Right. You can be productive or not, but if we're putting all of our worth in our productivity and like going, doing, that's when we can get out of whack. So I want you to get curious with yourself and let me know, like you can unmute if you're not already unmuted. Let me know, like, what comes up for you after just having this little brief conversation about emotions, fulfillment, and eating for anything but hunger? Is it like a, oh my God, I totally do that? Or like, I don't use food? Or like a, I probably eat a lot for non-hunger and holy crap. What is coming up for you?
Oh my gosh, Sam, thank you for sharing that, because I realized that I was lacking like some of those areas, like joy and spirituality. And then I found joy in like this group and doing the challenges. And because I'm so focused on walking, which also brings me joy, and drinking my water, I'm not snacking really at all anymore, because I'm filling my time with stuff that brings me joy. So it's like, I'm not focused on the snacks anymore. Like I still, if I'm absolutely hungry, I'll have it. But like, because I'm focusing on what fills me up and brings me joy, that I don't need to eat because I'm bored or eat because it's like in front of me anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
And I think going back to that, like for me, when I looked at those things, like there's certain areas where I felt like guilt, and I realized like that guilt is a signal that I'm lacking in that area, like mm-hmm. you know, and that's a sign that mm-hmm. and I'm trying to pay more attention to that type of stuff too, like when I feel guilty, like kind of asking myself like why are you feeling that way, and what's something concrete you can do that to address the underlying cause. And I feel like when I address those things, like it makes me feel a lot better, and it's probably because I'm like raising my rating and whatever mm-hmm. that area is.
Totally. Yeah, there's no, and I think like shame and guilt are such heavy emotions. Mm. Like shame, guilt, and anger also. Mm. Anger is a masking emotion. and these emotions, like, we aren't taught how to deal with them. And we're also told, like, they're not good, right? So if we experience guilt, shame, if we experience, like, anger, any of these, we're like, ah, what do I do with this? Like, I'm a psycho. Like, what's wrong with me? Why do I have a beast inside of me? It can feel that way. And you're like, I don't know how to handle this. I should just, like, for me, my default was food for sure. Whether I realized it then or not, it was just so fucking uncomfortable to be mad or angry. I wanted everyone to like me. I would never have spoken my truth. And I was like, but I can eat and then I'll shove it down, right? It's like the beach ball. So I think too, like, when we can shift to that place of like unconditional love for ourselves, and we're just like, wow, wow, I just really need whatever. Like, Katie, what is one of the areas that you're like, oh, I really, yeah, I'm probably lacking in that.
Well, it's, I mean, for me right now, the main thing is like finances, but I was also thinking about it in like, so for example, like we joined this community garden this summer and like, you're supposed to put in like community hours and I haven't done like any of it. And my husband hasn't done any of it. And then they're sending us these like guilt trip emails. And at first I felt really bad. And then I was like, you know what? Like, I took on too much, like, and I'm not going to feel bad about that. Like, I took on too much and I'm trying to do the best I can. And like, you know, they're just going to have to accept that I wasn't able to like contribute as much as I thought I could.
Totally.
But I can't remember what your original question was.
the lacking thing. You were saying finance.
Oh, yeah.
But even finances, before you dig into I think for you, it's almost like notice it. And this is for all of you. Notice the guilt. Be like, okay, thank you. And then how do you take action from an empowered place? Not like a victim place. Not like, I fucked up. It's a, okay, yep. Couldn't do the community garden. I took on way too much, overcommitted myself. What's going to make you feel better in that moment? Sending them an email being like, hey, just wanted to acknowledge that I signed up for this community garden and I did not show up and blah, 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 blah happened. It's no excuse, but I just wanted to acknowledge it. Thank you. Right? Like, would that make you feel better? I don't know. Like, what would make you feel better?
I think it's stuff like that. it's like rather than avoiding it, it's like confronting it head on and not trying to like hide behind anything, you know, just like saying like, like with my finances, like looking at my bank account every day, like that's what I'm trying to do now, just so I get like comfortable with that, like uncomfortable with like looking at something that I don't like looking at, like, I just don't like dealing with that stuff. So the first step for me is just to like face it. And
totally.
Or like, you know, and then, yeah, and communicating with my husband about things that, like, if I feel overwhelmed, like, just putting it out there so that I'm not sitting with that guilt. It's not, like, all inside, because I think a lot of us try to, like, be, like, internalize things, and then it just builds and builds and builds and only gets worse.
Yeah. Totally. Can anyone else relate to that feeling of like, I don't know how to express myself, so it's easier to just not?
Mine's like a little, it's kind of tangential, kind of related to that. Like I don't really eat when I'm not, like, I don't, during the weekdays or whatever, I like don't binge. I don't really eat when I'm not hungry, but I overeat when something tastes good. And I am fearful of like eating out or going to big social events because I fear the lack of control that I will have around those things. And so like, I prefer just to not, so that I don't have to deal with it. Like, I'm like, all right. And that's where I have some anger too, where I'm like, back before COVID hit and I was in my school building all the time, there was always food in the staff room, constant food. And I would be so annoyed. Like my reaction would be pure annoyance that like, why do people have to bring in food all the time? It's tempting me. Like, why do they need to do this? And it's like more than I have to require more willpower and strength that I didn't bring this food in. I didn't ask for this. And it would have been, I would like then either have to make the decision or I would just like not go in the staff room, or like, it was this matter of like, I didn't want to face that because I was afraid I would overeat because it would be something that I don't normally allow myself or whatever, and wouldn't want to deal with that. And that was kind of, again, not quite the same as Katie, but like,
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the same pattern, right? It's the avoidant attachment pattern.
Yeah.
Like, which we probably all have had at some point, you know, it's like, it's easier to avoid or to deny than to face. And that's just, I mean, we could talk about this like for hours basically, but it's typically from childhood. Like, it's just patterning from childhood and like how maybe your feelings or your needs or whatever were responded to as a kid. And that's a pattern that we just go through life with. And if we don't address it, then it can totally wreak havoc and like sabotage us. So I would invite all of you, if you notice this pattern in yourself, to ask yourself, like, what am I avoiding? Just get curious with yourself. What am I avoiding? And another question to ask is, what am I pretending not to know? That's an uncomfortable question, but it unlocks so much truth. Because when you're in a position, maybe, well, let's just use money because you brought that up, Katie, and I think that's a really good one, because it's so easy to, like, when your relationship with money is not as healthy as you would want it to be, it's easier to not look at it, to be like, oh, I don't want to deal with it, like, ugh, right? But when we bring it, when we invite it in and we're like, all right, this is not what I want it to be, but like, it's not going to get any better if I don't face it. It's like the same with what you put in your body. Like, it's easier to not observe and be mindful of what we eat, but then you feel kind of icky and your body is like, blah, right? And it's the same, like your body and your bank account are like very, they're very parallel.
Mm-hmm.
Right, when you track how much you spend and how much you make and you know the things, it's really easy to either grow or shrink your bank account. It really is. It's just energy. And the same with your body. When you know how much food you're eating, you know how much you're moving, it's relatively easy to, you know, there's obviously the person part of it, the feelings and the emotions and all the hormones that a bank account doesn't have, but it's very similar. And like, when you're aware of the intake and the outtake, or the spending and the expenditure, you can start to understand my bank account and hormones. I think all of our bank accounts do. Yeah, you can totally, like, can you see the parallel? It's like, when you avoid, you don't face, you can't make it better. So yeah. Ask yourself, like, what are you avoiding? I lived in a chronic state of avoidance with every part of my life. It was, I mean, I didn't know any better. It was just like, I didn't know how to face hard things. But you've already done it in this part of your life, right? So mm-hmm. It's like, this is unlocking the same thing for you in other parts too. So it's like, everything is everything. How you do one thing is how you do everything, right? If you are intentional mm-hmm. with your eating, you're going to be intentional with your spending, and you're going to be intentional with your communication. You're going to be intentional with your relationship and the sex you have and the clothes you buy and the whatever. You're just going to be intentional. If you're like, fuck it, whatever, you're going to do that with everything, right? So it's just like noticing, like, what is your patterning? And it's like, it's all good, but you can change it at any time. Mm. So it puts you back in the power seat.
Yeah. And I like what you said about, like, earlier about, like, then, you know, asking yourself those questions and kind of naming whatever, like, the thought is that's going on in your head. So, like, you know, when you're like reaching into the cupboard because, you know, for some junk food, if you ask yourself why and you name it, you're like, oh, it's because I'm bored, then that empowers you to, like, you know,
go do
address it. Yeah, go do something else and be like, oh, well, why am I bored? You know, maybe I need to take a class, or maybe, like, maybe I should do the thing that I'm avoiding.
Yeah. It's a full circle.
Maybe I should just go to bed. Yeah. Like, but yeah, it's like just being honest with yourself.
Yeah.
But that's hard.
It is hard. But it's worth it.
Yeah.
Because ultimately there's a really hard phase. And then the hard phase becomes less hard. And then you just maintain your new reality. Like, you have freedom on the other side. It's not like it's not hard forever. It's hard in that transition phase, right? Mm-hmm. It's hard when you get on the scale and you're like, whoa, okay, that's where I'm at, right? When you've been not, like, when you've been avoiding it, like the plague, mm-hmm. and then you get on it, you're like, okay, that's that, right? I remember for me, when I first, started realizing, like, just how, like, bad I had treated myself, and I was like, okay, like, I'm gonna get on the scale. I hadn't been on the scale in, like, years. I got on the scale, I was like, whoa. And it's like, I could have just got on the scale like 4 years ago to just like give myself a reality check. But I was like totally living in this like, I'm fine, it's not that bad space. And once I did it there, I started doing it everywhere. I started doing it with my bank account. I started doing it with my relationships. I started doing it with my business. Like, oh, it'll be fine, I'll figure it out. And like, you don't, you don't. So taking ownership. And like also having the, it's like, this is the most empowering thing you can do for yourself, because nobody will do it for you. And it's mm-hmm. like, once you realize that and you're all here realizing that, like, oh shit, yeah, like I have the power. You guys have the power. It's like, you can take it one little baby step at a time. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to, you don't want to reinvent yourself, everything, every part of you. That's like very scary and like just won't work. But you can start to notice, what is the next part of me that is becoming, right? You're becoming in your health, in the way that you treat food in your body. What is the next part of me? You know, after you start getting a hang of this, like, Katie, you've been doing this work for a few months now, and you're like in your jam and you're feeling it out. You're like, all right, I know what I need. Like, I got to do my grocery shopping or else I don't eat well. And mm-hmm. I know I need to move my body in this way. And I know I like about like going out for walks, and I know all these things. Okay. And then you can kind of just practice maintaining those habits. And then you'll know, like, your intuition knows when it's time for something. And it's like, then it gets to be the next thing.
And you're like, yeah.
You can explore that.
You're right. It's like, I feel like I've been tackling these, and all of us, like, we've been tackling these different habits, like, one at a time. And like we were saying on our call this week, like, sometimes it's two steps forward, one step back. Like, when I started working out again, all of a sudden, like, my eating got all out of whack, because I was just like freaking hungry all the time. So, but I still, like, you know, maintain some of those habits I had before as I was incorporating this new one. And then it's like, okay, now I have to go back and like readdress the, like, you know, how I prepare my food for the day and time out my meals. And, mm-hmm. but it's, and I kind of am noticing, it's like the next thing I need to work on will be like, it'll just be like screaming for attention. Mm-hmm. Like,
mm-hmm. do you guys
know, like, each habit has its time.
Mm-hmm. You get a roll.
Yeah, bye, Lisa. I don't. Bye, you guys. I'll see you tomorrow, Sam.
Okay, sounds good. Bye. Yeah, that's your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Your intuition is so fucking cool. I've been just doing a lot of tapping into mine. And I think that's like where we can get into so much trouble, when we're so disconnected from our body, right? When we're so disconnected from who we are, which is like our body and not our mind. Our mind is crazy. And when we make decisions based on what we've been told or what we believe, or like, I don't deserve this, or I'm not worthy unless, or I can't have this, or like all the stuff, all the drama, then like we don't get to step into the next version. But like when we listen to our body, when I say to you guys, you are enough just as you are, that can feel really uncomfortable in your head. But then in your body, you're like, I know that to be true. It's very uncomfortable, but like, I know that at a core level, it's just like, or maybe it's like processing, or maybe it's like landing, but it's like your intuition, your body knows exactly what's best for you. Whether it's like, should I eat French fries or should I eat baked potatoes? Maybe it's French fries one day. Maybe it's baked potatoes one day, right? Your body literally knows. It knows when you ask it, like, practice asking it, what do I need to eat right now? Like, what do I need? What do you need? Right. It will speak to you, not in English, but in sensations and emotions, right? Start practicing listening, turning inwards, asking yourself, what kind of movement do I need today? Is this workout really what I need? Or do I need to just like chill, or what do I need? Am I really hungry? Like, really turning inwards, because even I can't tell you the best workout plan or the calories to follow. Like, I don't know. I don't know how many calories you need. That would be crazy. But like, we can think that anything outside of us has the answers. But really, you do. You have a hunger cue. You got the fullness cue. Right? Your body knows how it needs to be moved. And so continually practicing turning into that, it's actually really cool, because you realize that you have all the answers inside of you. Right. And then like, you have the guide, you know, we have this container as you continue to grow, but practicing asking inside first and then getting support. Right. Do I know this actually, or am I just being lazy? And I just want the answer. Does that resonate for you guys? Like, how often do you turn inwards? Do you feel like it's hard for you to do that or to be with yourself? If you tend to naturally kind of like ask or not ask at all? I'm curious to hear where you guys are at with that.
I would say,
go ahead, Diane.
No, okay, I'll be quick. I was just gonna say that does resonate with me. I feel like just this morning I like started, like, I don't even know what you call it, like storm eating, just like shoveling things into my mouth. And I like, I literally couldn't stop. I was like, I don't feel satiated, but I never stopped to kind of like ask myself, like, why am I so hungry? I was by myself. And so I felt like, okay, I don't need to look good. My husband's not here. I don't, you know, need to like put on a front that I'm like being healthy. No one was here. So I was just like, okay, time to just let go. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't even know what the question was, but
That's okay.
I just felt like I couldn't stop. I never even asked myself. I was just like, this feels good. This is like what I normally do. So mm-hmm. It's comforting. Yep.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Can anyone relate? I know I can.
Yeah, definitely. And I think sometimes like when I'm in that place, it's so hard to ask that question because you don't really want to, like, mm-hmm. but I think the times that I have gotten myself, you know, to ask that question of myself, I learn a lot about myself. And like,
mm-hmm.
It's like you're a little baby and you have to be like, are you hungry? Like, do you need to sleep? Do you need to poop? Like, like, you know, do you need to go outside? What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally, Katie. I think too, like on a core level, doing that can be our body's way of being like it feels unsafe to be healthy or to make the decision that empowers you. And what I mean is like, if you're so used to doing the thing that doesn't move you forward, like you're just used to not making a healthy choice or like you're used to overeating or whatever. And it's like, it's just not habit for you yet. So it can be this like negative spiral, and then you like spiral and you keep going because you're like, fuck it, what's the point? But soon for everyone, when your awareness point of like what you're doing happens, it's going to move a little bit earlier. So it's going to go from like happening after being like, oh fuck, what did I just do? Like, oh, like mad at yourself, to like maybe as you're finishing and then like in the middle of it, and then like at the beginning of it, and then like before it. And that's really all that's happening, is like you're being more and more and more and more mindful and conscious of what you're doing, because you're going to choose you and the woman you want to be over the woman you were. And that's it. It's that choice of who do I get to be? What would that woman be doing? What would she be doing? And like reverse engineer.
For friend. I hope that you really enjoyed this week's episode. I absolutely loved talking all about things mindfulness and food, intentionality. And I think the biggest thing was that avoidance attachment, right? When we avoid, it's easier to avoid, but we never get to change it. We can't fix it. So when we avoid, it's not that we fail, we just can't make it better. So a reminder to face those fears head on. Notice that we all have those scary things, whether it's from acknowledging how much you ate in that day, or whether it's how much money you have in your bank account, whatever it is, acknowledge it, face it, and then you can take your power back and make a move from the place of power and not victim. Remember, one thing is how you do everything. If you're going to be intentional with your eating, you will be with your spending and your relationships, and it just trickles everywhere else. So start practicing with food and notice how it changes in the rest of your life. I'm so excited to hear what you think from this episode. Please head over to Instagram, send me a DM @saltylifts. I would absolutely love to hear from you. It seriously makes my heart so warm and fuzzy inside when you guys DM me, send me messages, let me know if these episodes help, and it's how I keep creating more content for the podcast. I'm really, really excited to wrap up 2020 with you in the next few weeks, and I look forward to catching you on next week's episode. I love you so much. I am so grateful for you. And just a reminder to snag your Stress to Success guide to help you navigate your feelings, emotions, and food during the holiday season. I love you guys. Catch you next week.